Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and dialogue expressed on this radio show may not necessarily be of the host, co-host, guest, or even Blog Talk Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
Folks, welcome to another week of DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus. I'm Will Scoville, and I'm waiting for Robbie to call in, because right now, I am in the basement of one of our listeners' mom's house. That's right. I have broken into their basement window. I just busted right in, even though it was like half cracked already. I busted in. And I'm doing the show live because I'm always picking on these people, you know, these fine folks that listen to us each and every week. And if you're out there, you know who I'm talking about. That you're down in your mom's basement in the fetal position, sucking on your thumb, breaking out your old desktop because you can't afford a laptop, and you listen to our show each and every week, a very loyal listener. But in the meantime, in between episodes, in between segments, in between different things, you're huffing paint, you're doing things you shouldn't do, You're smoking bath salts. You're doing all kinds of horrible things. And so we decided to come down into the basement to do sort of an intervention, because we've been doing the bath salt PSA for weeks now, and we're getting some kind of, I don't know, some good results from it, but not a lot. So I decided to actually come down into your basement, seek you out, rip you out of that fetal position, and get you to stop taking bath salts. Well, I come down here, and you're not even around. You're not even here. I don't know where you're at. I don't know if you're on your paper route somewhere, delivering newspapers to the public. I don't know where you're at all. You could be down getting your local groove on at the Salvation Army, or maybe over here down on Main Street panning for coins or something. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm here looking for you, okay? Your mom's upstairs. I can hear that woman. She's cackling. She's coughing. She's watching Jerry damn Springer, and she's not doing anything constructive with her life except for chain smoking and pounding Keystone Lights. She's irritating as all get out. I don't even know how you function. I guess there's a reason why you're in the fetal position in your basement. But anyway, we're going to try to do this show without causing too much of a ruckus, because I don't want to have her come down here. She doesn't seem like a very pleasant person, to be quite frank with you. But tonight, we have a lot of great stuff for you, folks. Like I said, we're winging it from your mom's basement. We're gonna have like 8 or 9 bands on tonight, a whole bunch of them. Like, more bands in one night than you've ever heard in your entire friggin' life. That's right. And they're all coming from Florida. We're going to have them on the show later on. We're going to play some of their music. We're going to talk to them. And you're going to find out what independent music is really like. That's right. Right here on DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus, you're going to find out that kind of stuff. So stay tuned with us. Don't go anywhere, because I'll come to your basement next. Believe that. So as I'm waiting for Robbie Prince to come on to the show, we can talk about a lot of things here, folks. There's a lot going on. Presently, we're working on a film called Swinging at Shadows. Swinging at Shadows is one of the most diverse paranormal films you'll ever see. We've got people who are vampires, Wiccans, psychic mediums, embalmers, bishops, thespians of the male sort, actresses, and all kinds of stuff. And not only are you going to find out how they investigate ghosts, which most people could give a rat's arse about these days because there's so many paranormal shows on, it makes you sick, make you stick something down your throat and vomit. Yeah, purge. Not the purge that you see in the movies. I'm talking about purge like sticking a feather down your throat and vomiting. Yeah. I mean, how many EVPs are you going to hear before you say, oh, my gosh, don't play another EVP for me. This is crap. I'm sick of it. It's garbage. Nobody wants to hear another EVP. What are you going to say? Well, I mean, what are you going to hear on the EVP to make you say, whoa, that's incredible? You're never going to say that. They suck. Nobody wants to hear any EVPs at all. EVPs suck. EVPs are terrible. They're some of the worst evidence you could ever see. Oh, get out of there, Johnny. I'm watching Jerry Springer. Oh, my.
Part of the shit, Johnny.
Oh, that's your mom. Oh, my gosh. That was Johnny's mom. Shh. Oh, we got to be quiet down here, folks. I'm getting a little too crazy. Yeah, she's up there watching Jerry Springer chain smoking her camels. Drinking Keystone Light. What kind of role model is that? Sounds like a pretty damn bad role model. Anyway, back to Swinging at Shadows. Now, EVPs suck. Let me see, what else? You can get some video evidence. That would be great. Maybe a brick getting thrown at your head, like Zach Pagans once had done, sort of. That's what he claims. You could have that done. So, yeah, brick to the head would be smarts, right? Or maybe you shot down a flight of stairs. Somebody could take you and just fling you down a flight of stairs. How would that be? That would be pretty cool. But then you might catch the person's hand pushing the person. You know what I mean? Because all that's real. Yeah, right. Now, there's other types of evidence that you get. One of my favorites is the ghost box, which is actually pretty cool because it's in real time. It's mainly saying things that you can understand. Like EVP is like, shh, 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 shh. And they'll have it subtitled, wow, I want you to get out of here. We hate you. Leave. Or we're going to kill you. Yeah, right. That's why you subtitle it, because it's crap. But no, ghost boxes are pretty cool. So that's kind of neat. And, I mean, it can be entertaining, especially if it's cussing at you, telling you it wants to kill you or some other thing. So what we come up with is we're going to focus a little bit more on the lives of the paranormal investigators. What do they do, maybe outside of the paranormal, or maybe the things they do in their private lives are paranormal. But it's going to be pretty diverse. It's going to be pretty intense. And it's going to be things that you just don't normally see in everyday life. I think it'll be very interesting. I'm waiting for the Hollywood scumbags to start copying it. I'm sure they're trolling my Swinging at Shadows Facebook page on a daily basis, watching all the posts, seeing what we're going to put on there next, checking out our graphics, all that sort of stuff. Because we got the lovely Sherry Williams posting every day on the Swinging at Shadows page some of the most interesting things you'll ever see on Facebook, period. Don't go to any other paranormal page, because you know what they're doing? We went to the Cadillac Hotel last night, and we got these EVPs. And look, we got some pictures, too, some real blurry ones. They're really awesome. They're probably the best evidence you'll ever see in your life. No, it's garbage. They're boring. You know, so just don't go there. Come to the Swing at Shadows page and check out some of the craziest news stories you'll ever see regarding the paranormal. Sherry Williams is on her game. She's the queen of all media. Believe that. She's also posting to our Twitter. So she tweets out all the time, Swing at Shadows. Go check it out. Go to Twitter. Boom. Swing at Shadows. Check it. Just check it out. Get out of your mom's basement where I'm unpleasantly at right now doing the show for you, and do something with yourself. Check out Swinging at Shadows, the Facebook page, the Twitter. I'm going to have the website up pretty soon. And then shortly after that, we're going to give you the opportunity. I'm going to say that we're going to give you the opportunity to be a part of one of the greatest paranormal films ever to be made. That's right. You can be a part of it. And we're going to announce that stuff pretty soon, so stay tuned. Oh, also, a great magazine that features heavy metal music, Rock This Magazine, is going to be doing a piece about me and some of the folks of Swinging at Shadows. So I believe that's going to be in the September edition of Rock This Magazine. It's Rock, T-H-I-Z. So, you know, write that down on your post-it note and stick it to your forehead. That'll be really good. So I'm trying to watch my P's and Q's, because while I'm at your mom's house, in her basement, while she's out there chain-smoking Camels and pounding Keystone Lights and listening to and watching Jerry Springer, I can't even talk right. I'm down here freaked out, okay? She's up there cackling like some kind of hyena, some imbecile, some doofus. And that's your mom, you know? You should help her out more. Maybe you went to the store for her, picked up, another case of beer or something, or maybe you went on a cigarette run for her. Maybe you went down to the deli to get her a sandwich. I don't know. But, you know, yeah, take care of your mom. She's a mess. You're a mess, too, because she's a mom. But anyway, I want to talk a little bit about the young, retarded, dead, idiotic Elliot Rodger. Everybody knows that he's the young guy that killed a bunch of folks in California like pretty recently. And we had done a piece on him a while back, basically just talking about what a punk he was, what an idiot he was. Because basically this kid, he's kind of a loner, couldn't get girls, he's real whiny, blah, blah, blah about it. Well, he's a rich kid. He drives around in a BMW. Like, I'm talking college-age kid, drives around a BMW that his mom and dad bought for him. Because they're in the film industry. Well, his dad is, for sure. And he's pretty much had everything handed to him his whole life. But yet he can't get a date, which is crap. He's out in California. His parents are in the film industry, and he can't get a date. Well, I watched some of his videos, and there's one where this kid is actually driving around listening to Whitney Houston, dancing in the car and making these gestures with his fairy like sunglasses and stuff like that, and it was the weirdest thing. He was the most unmanly man, child, kid, whatever you want to call him, I've ever seen in my life. And he's wondering why he can't get a date. You know, it's terrible. And then he's going to go out and kill a bunch of people because of it. So, yeah, it's great. Well, I actually got some audio of Elliot Rodger before he killed some folks and killed himself. And I'd like it for you to hear it just to see, you know, just to show you how pathetic this idiot was. This is the dead Elliot Rodger here in the Paranormal Circus.
Hey, Elliot Rodger here. Right now I'm just taking a walk through the park in this really nice, secluded area. I'm just contemplating about my life and how unfair it's been lately. Well, it's been unfair for the last 8 years, ever since I hit puberty. Ever since I started desiring girls, but they never desired me back. Life has been a living hell since then. I've been all alone. Right now it's spring break. Everyone else my age is out having fun with their friends and their girlfriends. Here I am, taking lonely walks through a park. But still, I have to admire the beauty of this place. I mean, look at it. Magnificent, isn't it? This is the park that I usually come to. It's quite close to where I live in Santa Barbara. Whenever I come here, I try to develop a sense of peace, a sense of escape from my troubles in life. I mean, even though I'm lonely here, the serenity of it all just makes me try and forget about it.
DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus. I'm Will Scoville, not joined by Robbie Prince, not joined by Alyssa Onyx, because they've got something else to do while I'm down here in your mom's basement. That's right. I'm in our listener Johnny's basement. And normally he's down here curled up in the fetal position, sucking his thumb, watching his gosh knows what, with his mom upstairs pounding Keystone Light, chain-smoking Camels and watching Jerry Springer. It's ridiculous. It's scary, actually. I don't know what she's going to do, to be honest with you. You know what? My mom listens to the show each and every week. You all should be happy about that. A real mom here. She's not home drinking Keystone Light and pounding, I don't know, Jack Daniels and chain smoking and stuff like that. Watch, I'm going to bring her on now. I bet you she won't say anything. Ready? Watch this. Watch this, because she called in. Let me see if she'll talk. Ready? Mom, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Mom, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I've crawled into the basement of one of our listeners' mom's house, and we're doing the show live from their basement, and it's really scary down here.
Oh, dear. Maybe you should go back home or something. Maybe you should come out of that basement.
Well, that's what I've been telling our listeners to do, to come out of your mom's basement, you know, undo yourself from the fetal position, sucking your thumb and stuff, get out there and be productive, maybe get a job or something.
That would be nice.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Yes.
Yes, it would.
I've been trying to behave myself because I know you've been listening in as best I can.
Uh-huh.
I'm not always successful, but I try.
You're doing a good job.
Nice.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of bands coming up tonight. I went and spoke to some folks, and they called in, and it's like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 bands from Florida, and they're going to be talking to us later on in the show, and we're going to play their music and stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Right
that
on.
That's wonderful. That's very good.
Now, where you're living right now, you don't have to tell everybody because they'll try to come and break down your door and get an autograph from you because you're my mom. Okay.
Of course. Yeah.
But how's the weather up there?
It's not too bad. It's getting kind of warm, around in the 80s. And then
nice.
It's not bad.
Is it partly cloudy or is it mostly cloudy? Is it breezy? What is it like up there?
Well, it's dark time right now.
Oh, see.
Yes, it was
raining
a little
bit
today.
Oh,
yeah.
Raining today? That's right,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, a little rain.
Right here on DTM Wicked Radio, you just got a weather report from my mom, so you guys can shut up. How's that?
Gosh.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
That's pretty
yeah.
good. There's no other show you're going to get that anywhere. That's right.
That's right.
They can listen to Howard Stern or whatever all they want. He's not going to do that. He's
right.
a big nose jerk face. That's not going to happen with him.
Right.
Howard Stern. Mom, I don't know if you know this or not. I've been telling everybody for weeks now, I've got a lot of cats. A real lot.
Yes. Right.
So in all those years of watching The Price is Right and Bob Barker saying, please – spay and neutered your pets. I never really took that part.
Right.
But I'm paying.
Remember
the
last time I visited you, I told you to get the cat taken care of, but you didn't.
You're right. See that?
Right.
I didn't do that. Now I've got several cats. When I see several, there's more than what you would normally have and not get
Ooh.
A visit from animal control.
Right. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Fortunately,
they're contained inside the house and nobody can really see them. So
that's
the only way we're getting away with it. But we're going to take some pictures of them and put them like on Facebook and Craigslist and stuff.
Right.
We're not going to advertise to any Chinese restaurants and stuff because I'm afraid like the Dragon City restaurant back there in New York, they had cat carcasses hanging in
no.
their freezers. Yes, they did. It was in the paper.
No. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they said it was for their own consumption. They said
Real?
They were.
Oh, dear.
Exactly.
I hope not.
So we're not going to advertise because I love Asian folks and stuff like that. They're wonderful people.
Oh,
but
geez.
Some of them eat cats.
No. I hope not.
Yeah, we can't have that. So
no,
that's
awful.
I want to see these cats go to a very nice home. That's what I want.
How many cats are there?
I can't say in fear of incriminating myself.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness.
There's more.
I told you.
We've got more than our Aunt Nancy. My Aunt Nancy's got a lot of cats.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet. Yeah.
We used to make fun of her for having so many animals and saying that
her
residence was a farm, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
Now I live in a farm.
Oh, yeah. See, now you know how it's like.
Oh, I'm freaked out. I can't even sleep at night. They make noise.
Oh, I know. They'll wake you up.
They're running around and stuff. They're, I guess, nocturnal, where they sleep during the day and then run around at night.
Yeah. Well, like my cat I have here, it has its own schedule and everything. It does the same thing every day.
Well, does it do like this cat just did? It just, kitten just pooped on my floor. It just did.
Ooh, no, my cat's never bad, never. No, wow. Some are, yeah, they can really be awful. Ooh,
you know,
that's really bad.
Just, you know, some people, I was joking around earlier saying that I was broadcasting live from a listener's, mom's basement and stuff. Some people actually thought I was.
They did? Oh.
Yeah. I have to let them know that, no, I'm at my house, my studio, and I just had a cat just poop on my floor while I'm broadcasting live.
Wow.
I've got headphones on. How am I going to walk and clean it, you know?
Maybe it couldn't get out of your room.
The door's open. It's just lazy. It's a lazy cat.
You know, you can get cats that are that way. They're very bad in the house.
I'm just going to have to
ban
that
one needs to go to a farm.
Yes. Another farm.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yes, a farm.
Oh, it's so terrible. I don't know what to do here. I know.
You need to really put,
put them on the internet, right?
Yeah.
And I'll have to ask people, have you ever ate a cat? Have you ever...
No. Oh, dear. No.
Oh, man, I'm so freaked out. There's like three of them in here right now.
Oh, that's how they are.
You know, people make fun of, folks that have a lot of cats when they get older and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I guess people make fun of me now. I'm the cat man. That's what I am.
Yeah.
Lots of cats.
Yep.
It's crazy, too, because you got to spend a lot of time feeding them, cleaning their poop, taking care of them, and all this kind of stuff. I don't have time for that.
Right.
I'm making movies and doing radio shows.
Well, when you say you're going to get rid of them, you really need to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're really cute, though, when they're a kitten.
Yeah, well, you need to pick up a couple and then get the rest homes.
Yes, definitely. That's my main mission. I think I'll do that tomorrow. I will take a bunch of pictures and I'll put them on the internet, on Facebook. So everyone that's listening to the show right now, you can go on Facebook and you'll be able to see my kittens. And you can have one free of charge to a good home that's not Asian.
Shouldn't say that.
I know. They know everybody. Anybody out there knows I'm just kidding around for the most part, unless you do eat cats. So.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But, we're missing Robbie and Alyssa tonight. Alyssa is out. Yeah, she's doing some stuff right now. She's like doing appointments and stuff. She does makeup and everything. Yeah, she keeps makeup.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, for like weddings and stuff. She like cakes it right on their face so they look like clowns. And then they take pictures.
Oh,
Oh, it's crazy.
No, you know? That's really good.
Like, why are they wearing such red lipstick and the big, so much blush on their cheeks? They look like John Wayne Gacy, the clown.
Ooh. Oh, no.
No, she does a really good job.
No, yeah, I'm sure she does.
Yeah, she does a good job because, apparently these ladies haven't mastered the art of placing cosmetics on their face the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Now they got to have a person.
Wow. Well, they just want a, you know, a more better look, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Because they, maybe they'd be afraid that they would look like a clown, and maybe she makes it so they look nice.
That's right.
And then Robbie, he's a metal polisher slash rocker. I don't even know where Robbie is. He didn't call. Well, I would say he didn't call me. But I've got a new phone. I've got a new service. I thought I gave him my number, but I might not have. And
uh-oh.
So he could have called me and said, "Hey, Will, are we having the show tonight?" And, of course, I didn't respond, so he took that as a no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to call him again sometime.
Yeah, that's okay. We're doing pretty good. We're rocking.
Yes. Very good. Very
that's
good.
That's right. We're here on the Paranormal Circus, DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus, and I'm Will Scovel, and I'm joined by my mom. So you guys shut up out there. Act right. Straighten up.
Yeah.
You get cracked in the head of the frying pan.
Oh, my God. No.
Nah. It's actually a pretty good show. And, you know, we had that one. Did you hear that Elliot Roger kid? Wasn't that weird?
Yeah, I seen that. That's really awfully
yeah.
awful thing.
This
yeah.
this kid, he's had everything in life handed to him. You know,
yeah.
he could have got a date, all that kind of stuff, but he's a weird dude. He was really creepy.
I think he needed his family and his parents more, you know,
yeah.
to interact with him and be there for him, I would say. I think he needed that even more than that BMW or whatever he was driving.
Yeah, I think they just hooked him up with the stuff. It's like, here you go, Elliot. Take off.
Yeah.
The BMW. Go to college. Stay away from us.
Yeah, gave him money and stuff like that and just didn't have much to do with him or something. I don't know. I could be wrong. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was terrible what he did.
Yeah, it sounded like he was confused and not sure of life and what he should be doing and didn't sound
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I seen a video that he did and he was like, dancing to a Whitney Houston song in his car
yeah.
and making these weird facial gestures. And he had his, like, sunglasses on. He'd, like, move them up and down so he could see his eyes periodically. So I would say he was
mm-hmm.
confused. I don't know if he
yeah.
liked the ladies or the fellas, even though he says he likes ladies, but I thought he liked fellas because of the Whitney Houston song. So I was confused myself of his confusion.
Yeah, he was very confused, I'd say.
Exactly. Now,
yeah.
now, Mom, we're getting ready to film Swinging at Shadows. And
wonderful.
It's going to be one of the most diverse paranormal films ever created.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've got
great.
Alyssa Onyx, who's a makeup artist and a vampire.
Uh-huh.
Robbie is a metal polisher and a rocker.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got...
Wonderful.
Yeah, we got Mario Melody, who's a rocker. Wade Sigg, who's a rocker.
Yeah.
We've got
yeah.
Trenny Simmons, who's a psychic medium witch.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And then we've got Bishop Rob Hall, who is a bishop.
Oh, nice.
And he is also an embalmer.
Oh,
and a
wow.
chaplain. Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, so we've
sounds
got...
Sounds interesting, really.
Yeah, we got a diverse cast. And we also have
yeah.
Charles Riley, who is an actor. He does a lot of theater work. He's a thespian, which
uh-huh.
is a male actor. It's not a woman that likes other women. A thespian. So people
right.
focus with that. Then we have
okay.
an actress, Deanna Broshen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then... I'm in there, too. You got the local crazy
cool.
person. That'd
yay.
Be fun.
That's
yeah.
great. Wow.
Yep, so we're not only going to focus on these investigations and getting good evidence, like we always
uh-huh.
do, we're going to focus more on the individuals that hunt ghosts.
Right.
And well, the folks that we got are awesome. Yeah. Right? We got the most diverse bunch of people ever assembled.
I would say, yeah.
And you know what, Ma? These people in Hollywood, they do everything they can to try to copy any original idea because they have none themselves.
I know. Yeah.
So we already got people trying to contact us to ask us questions about it, to kind of feel us out and everything.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You know what? They came up with, I'm not even kidding. I can't even make this stuff up, folks. They came up with a pilot for a show called Pretty Paranormal. And It's made up of 5 Playboy Playmates that are going to go on and hunt ghosts.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds kind of ridiculous.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, they didn't even come up with that idea themselves. They took that from some friends of mine from Paranormal Expeditions, Rachel Hoffman, Tina Storr. And yeah, and actually they took the name too. Because
really?
Paranormal Expeditions used to be Pretty Paranormal.
Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, so, you know,
terrible.
Rachel and Tina was a girl group and stuff. Well, you know, they're pretty girls and stuff. So what these people did was like, well, okay, they had 2 pretty girls. Well, let's have 5. Call it the same thing and do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
That's terrible. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
that's not right.
That's what they do.
That's right.
So they're going to try to do the same thing as us next. I'm pretty confident. But even though we put information out about Swinging at Shadows, there's a lot that I'm not telling folks. So I'm only going to give them a little bit because, like I said, they're the most non-creative people on the face of the earth. If they would just ask me for ideas, I'd give them 1 or 2, but they're going to pay me, you know, like they'll pay anybody else. You know, I'm not union.
Uh-huh.
They're used to dealing with union corruption and stuff like that. I'm not a union person, so I'm not even going there. I don't even care to be union. You know, but, you know, they don't want to ask anybody else for it. They'd rather try to steal it from you. That's how they work.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, yeah.
That's just terrible.
Yeah, it's
sneaky.
Crazy. It is. They're
awful.
Sneaky. Slimy.
Yeah.
That's what they are. Yeah. Well, Mom, thank you for coming on to the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Good. That's what I'm going to do because you listen every single week. I'm going to break
on.
That's right. You're going to listen to my mom, people, and you're going to shut up and pay attention.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. Don't forget about your cats. Get rid of them.
That's right.
All right.
You don't want to piss my mom off because she'll come there and hit you with a fly swatter.
Right.
Exactly. Thanks, Mom.
Okay. All right, you're welcome. We'll see you later.
Say bye to everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks. Nice. That was my mom. You people can shut up. That's right. Straighten up. You'll get a pan side of the head. Fly swatter across the skull. Don't screw around. Next up. Don't go away because we've got interviews with some of the coolest indie bands on the face of the earth, and we're going to play some of their music. You're going to find out stuff about the indie rock scene and reggae scene and rap scene that you've never even imagined right here on DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus. Folks, thank you for listening this week. I know you're used to listening to Alyssa and Robbie and me, but you know what? You got me and my mom. That's right. And of course, we got your that woman that came in earlier and yelled at me, pretending to be your mom. Anyways, thanks for stopping into the DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus. I'm Will Scoville. For Alyssa and Robbie, who aren't here, but will be here next week, signing off. Later!
I have a secret, can you keep it? It involves spilling blood in your waste, don't mistake my intention. It's not sin or murder for carnal disgrace, that would be unlawful. It's fabulous, there's a purpose right now while you're facing the ground. Who wants to see this? Understand what I'm talking about while your family prevent from the grit as I choke you to death. In my choices, these voices won't get out of my head as you panic. You're breathing harder on me. But do you perceive and believe you're becoming my victim? So lifting, I'm screaming so loud that I can't even hear myself. Coming.